Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004 in the series of Mera Baba, point number 43. Transformation in the Brahmin family through self-transformation. It's not anything new. It's something old. To bring about transformation in everything through self-transformation, put aside the world for now. Because Bab Dada now wants to see transformation in the Brahmin family through self-transformation. That's what Bab Dada wants to see. Baba doesn't want to hear anymore. If this happens, then this will happen. If this one changes, then I will change. If this one does this, then I will do. In this, Father Brahma is specially telling every child, become Hey Arjun, like me. In this, let it be I first, not you first. Let it be I first. This I is a benevolent eye. For the limited eye is the one that will make you fail. There is saying, the one who takes the initiative is Arjuna. Jote, so Arjun. And the Arjuna becomes, means to be number one. Not number wise, but number one. So, do you want to become number two or number one? So this is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004. Baba is saying, it is not anything new, it is something old to bring about transformation in everyone through self-transformation. Put aside the world for now. What Baba is saying? Put aside the world for now. And what you do? Because Bab Dada now wants to see transformation in the Brahmin families through self-transformation, Swaparivartan. That is what, this is what Bab Dada wants to see. Bab Dada doesn't want to hear anymore. If this happens, then this will happen. If this one changes, then I will change. If this one does this, then I will do. In this, Father Brahma is specially telling every child, become, Hey Arjuna, like me. In this, I first, not you. Let it be I first. This is, I is a benevolent, Kalyankari. For the limited I is the one that makes you fall. There is a saying, the one who takes initiative is Arjuna. The one who takes initiative is Arjuna. In Sunday's Murli also Baba told, to be Arjuna means, I will change. I will transform. I will do. I will become humble. So that is, to become Arjuna means, Jo Ote, so Arjuna. That's what it goes in English, Hindi. Arjuna means to be number one. So Bab Dada is saying, put aside the world for some time. Now, first, now you do self-transformation and then world transformation. There's a beautiful story in the life of Saint Baijit, who he was a Sufi saint, and he has written in his reminiscence that when he was a very small child, he had very revolutionary ideas. He used to think that I have to change the whole world. When he was a very small child, he used to see so much injustice in the world, so much unrighteousness in the world, and he used to think that I would change this world, whole world I want to change. That was his thought. Then he grew up a little more, and he realized that it's not possible to change the world. It's so difficult to change the world. At least let me change my family. This much I can do. And whole life he struggled for changing his family. First, one third of his life he struggled to change the whole world. Next one third of his life he struggled to change his family. And now he says, now I have become old man. And now I have realized it is not possible to change the family also. There is only one person whom I could have changed, and that person is I myself. I cannot change others. I cannot change family. I cannot change this society. I cannot change this state. I cannot change this country, I cannot change this nation, this world, because the process of change begins with I myself. If I do not change and I hope of changing the world, it is not possible. For any reason, for any purpose, first charity begins at home. Everything begins with me. If I want to implement some changes in the society, I should first implement that change within myself. So, it is the path of world transformation starts with self-transformation. So self-transformation, and then it leads to world transformation. Here Baba is citing the example of Brahma Baba. Baba is saying, become Hey Arjuna like me as I became. The one who takes initiative, become that Arjuna. Arjuna means the one who is taking initiative. Taking initiative means to start something, to become pioneer of something, to start something new, whether it is Purusharth, whether it is yoga, whether it is churning of knowledge, whether it is any one of these methods of Murli. Before we tell others that you must churn Murli by this methods, you have to do it yourself. If you don't do it yourself, you can't tell others. So, churning is one of the important things. Contemplation on Murli. Thinking about it. Going into the depth of Murli. This is one task which every Brahmin has to do. Because this is the one thing which you have to take initiative, then the wave will spread in the Brahmin family. Otherwise, how will wave spread? Everybody knows just to take the Murli and read it out. That's it. And that's what they defined as being in Gyan. Being in Gyan means to go to Murli class. Nobody asks whether you are doing Amrit Vela or not. Nobody is asking whether you are churning Murli or not. So, this is an initiative which everybody has to take. And the process should start with Madhuban. And the process should start with Madhuban Nivasis. The residents of Madhuban should do this. So we will now take out all the different points where we need to take initiative. One is churning of Murli. Second, where you have to become Otis Arjuna, or where you have to become like Arjuna who takes initiative. One is churning of Murli. Second, taking responsibility of every small services. Start taking responsibility, because the moment you take responsible, you develop new abilities, new capacities. One of the meaning of responsibility is ability to respond. Ability to respond. Responsibility. If you are given some task, how you respond? Whether you come out with some lame excuse, some pretext, where you say, no, it's raining and now I have this work and that work. All these are excuses. So how do you respond? That exactly is responsibility, to taking responsibility. Third, to become all-rounder, you have to take initiative in that. Yesterday's Murli, it was there, I think. Or today's Murli, I think. You have to become all-rounder. You must know all the things. Whether it is a service of speech, whether it is service of karmana, whether it is service of mansa, mental service, whether it is service of connections and relationships, whether it is service of spreading vibrations, whether it is some gross service of doing some gross work in yajna. All services, everything. There is no service which is deplorable, which is belittling. No service which can be said that this is a smaller service and this is a bigger service. There is nothing like that. Smaller and bigger. If you go to that Puttaparthi in Satya Sai, where Satya Sai Baba is there, you will see that there are people of higher ranks serving and sweeping floors. You will never know that this is an IS officer who is sitting at the counter and selling something, and they come there for service. In the similar manner, here also you will see so many people move around. They might be officers somewhere outside, but they are so humble, down to earth, and they come here and they behave in such an ordinary manner, and they love it also. They love it also. In Shantivan, there is a brother, and there was once police commissioner who had come. And he was staying in that Manmohini. And there was no vehicle. So that brother, he made him sit on that rod of his bicycle. And took him from there to this transport. And he also enjoyed that journey. Because never ever such a thing happened in his life. We have one brother, Datta Bhai, in Shantivan. So he was proudly telling that. That was a Polish commissioner. And he also enjoyed that. So, this is like, we are talking about becoming all-rounder. So, all-rounder in explaining this exhibition, in service of speech, everything, all services, all methods of, you have to churn Murli by all methods. It's not one method. All methods should be included in that. So gradually we will come to that method. That one person would be given to revise Murli by all methods. If you see or hear our Sunday Avyakta Murli revision, which method is that? Sunday Avyakta Murli revision. Which methods are that? Almost many methods are there. All combined together. There is a story method. There is asking others method. There is bizarre method. It never starts from what is given. It starts somewhere in between. There is a contrast method. What is in the world and what is there are some catchy version method. Almost most of the methods are included. So, that will also be an exercise here. Next, maybe. So, becoming all-rounder. Third. Fourth. Where to take initiative? To conduct yoga retreat for oneself, first of all. We increase our chart of yoga and we have to take initiative in that. One. Then, fourth, fifth. So, initiative in yoga or retreats or drills. Then, where to take initiative? Valuing all the things of yajna means valuing also and to be economical about all the things. Whether it is a light, whether it is electricity, whether it is water, whether it is food or anything. If we take so much of food and we just leave it like that, all those who come and see, they will follow us. Transport is also one service which we are taking from yajna. So transport, we don't have to misuse anything. We should not misuse a single penny of this yajna. Then, economic in festivals, economic in decorations, economic in celebrations. Then, what else? Where to take initiative? Otis Arjun, where? Kamlesh? Where to become? Service. Okay. Procession. Prabhat Ferry. Nowadays it is less. At centers it is still there. Yeah, it's there. Okay. So be taking a part in those things. Then? Renunciation. So, initiative in giving up things, in tyag, in tapasya, in service, in jnan, in yoga, in dharana. Working on purity, working on our subtle sanskars. Working on destroying old negative habits and adopting, imbibing new healthy habits. Healthy habits for spiritual life. Healthy habits for Brahmins. This is a topic one can churn. What are the healthy habits? What are the new habits that we need to adopt? One of them is churning. Other is sitting, increasing duration of yoga, duration of meditation. This is an habit. Eating in a yogyukta manner. Preparing food in a yogyukta manner. Then, silence, yeah. Habit of silence. Introvertness. Introversion. Silence. Solitude. Habit of going in solitude. Open air churning method. Habit of writing. Habit of writing. Then, writing. Habit of reading. Being always happy. Habit of happiness. Unhappiness is also a habit. Some people are unhappy though there is nothing, no disturbance in life, yet they are unhappy. Because it has become habit. Long purusharth has gone behind it. They have earned unhappiness by their efforts, enterprise. Okay, what else? Asking questions. Discussing knowledge. This is an habit. This is a habit or this is an initiative. Forming a small group, sitting and discussing knowledge. Yesterday one sister had come from some department somewhere. I will not mention. She was saying that in our department, whenever we have a free time, there is always waste discussion and waste talks, what to do. There is no churning of knowledge, no exchange of gyan points. And they just sit and discuss all the waste. In what other department, what is happening? They just discuss this. Though that person who was telling me was sharing that, that person wants knowledge discussion, but boss is not like that. Boss is interested in all the worldly things. What is the price of car? Which car to purchase? Latest model, all these things. Who, what is happening in which department? So there is no atmosphere of knowledge in that department. They are just discussing only waste, only worldly things. So discussing knowledge in center, in department, in Madhuban, in office, wherever there is a time, proper opportune time is there. Place is there, opportune place, opportune time. That time you should make it a habit that you discuss with somebody. If there is no one available for discussion, you discuss with some imaginary person, you discuss with some imaginary friend, you discuss with, you go to subtle world and discuss with Baba, you discuss with God, you discuss with small children. But we should discuss knowledge. We should talk on knowledge. People beat their heads in debating about political issues, but we do not discuss. If you want to debate, debate on this knowledge. Let there be debate on this knowledge. Let there be workshop in this knowledge. Let there be seminar on this knowledge. Let there be lectures, discourses, everything on this knowledge, which is not there. Quiz on this knowledge, which is already, you are doing it here. But such a thing is not happening at all places. If you go to some of the centers, they are busy only in services. Total service. Service starts from 6 o'clock till 12, midnight. No time for any discussion of knowledge. No time for churning of knowledge. No time for any discussion on deeper points of yoga. Nothing. It has become so mechanical, everything. Everything has become a mechanical. Reading Murli is just parrot-like reading of Murli. Just reading it for reading's sake, that's it. And nobody knows what is read. So, discussing knowledge is a very healthy habit which everybody should form. So, Prakash Bhai, you are staying in Prem Nivas. How many people are there? At least 40? 40 or 50. So, you have to start there. Gyan discussion. Because I had done there 4 months once. When I was not coming here, I used to go there 4 months, exact 4 months. Prem Nivas. From 5 o'clock till 5:30. Long back. When I was not coming here that time. Exact 4. Restart. So go in Baba's room. There only you can do it. It's a very separate Baba's room. So you have to start. Because there are 50 people are there. And all are Kumar. All are Kumar. So that's the best ground for churning. Otherwise there is so much waste. You have to start. Whether it is Prem Nivas or whether it is any other place. Wherever we live, stay in our department, other people of the department, many are there who would not like to come here, but we are not forcing anybody to come here, but they should do it on their own. They can do it in their own departments. Let them stay there and do. Let them not follow any of the protocols which is being done here. Let them start their own protocol. The importance is not of coming here or doing the same thing what are told here, but doing it is more important. You do it anywhere. You do it in center. You do it in office. You do it in your own department. You do it at any time. But doing it is important. That is important. And we have to motivate them that they start doing it in their own places. because everybody is running only after yoga, meditation, meditation, meditation. They sit in meditation, but the mind is wandering here and there. Without knowledge, how can you get focused? How can you get concentrated? How can you get to know that what meditation you have to do? Where knowledge is not there in the mind, you are just thinking and thinking of something else. You are just waiting for time to get over. You are just waiting for the traffic control song. That's a mechanical parrot-like. Man has become like a machine. Man has become like a machine. Friedrich Nietzsche, about 100 years back, has said this. Man is a machine. Man has become like that. So, we have to bring about this awakening, this jagran, this enlightening. Yeah, everywhere. In the Brahmin family. And with utmost humility. If you do this with egoistic mindset, people would get allergic and they will be repelled. They will go away. You have to do it with utmost humility, humbleness. You have to do it in a way that they should feel that this is for their good. Out of utter selflessness this should arise. And we need not to force anybody for anything. Let them do it at their respective places, wherever they get time. But they must do it. Because it is for their welfare. Because you see there, otherwise, how many times they get disturbed in their own lives. How many times their purushad suffers. And anybody who doesn't do intense effort, some depression, some frustration is always there in the heart, though they may not show, but it is there. Because without great purushad, there cannot be a state of happiness, joy, bliss. You see that everybody is so happy outside, but not inside. Happiness will be there only and only when there is a churning of knowledge. Okay? Om Shanti.